Hi, Tane. How are you?
I am good. How are you? How are you?
Exhausted. I think we both are. Yep. One day the Lord will change our story from being tired all the time. But anyway, welcome back to another instant reaction episode of And Just Like That. And we are on episode, is it 9?
Yes.
9, I think, yes. And the episode was entitled, There Goes a Neighborhood. And before we start with our thoughts, what did you think of the episode overall?
I thought it was good. I mean, I don't want to sound repetitive, and I hate usually when people are repetitive, but I just think this show is settling in nicely. So yes. It was enjoyable.
For sure. They've really, they've shocked me, so all I can say. I still have things to complain about, because of course I do. I don't dread watching it now, so it's a good thing. So the episode, just overall, not to do a recap, but it kind of just deals with Aiden fully back into Carrie's life and how the sacrifices and the things she's willing to change to make it work better the second time. What I want to ask you, is this thing the show does? I know we just praised it, but I find it really annoying. Why didn't we get to see Carrie's first meeting with Aiden's kids? And I feel like it's not the first time they've done something like this where they tell us rather than show us. And it's really annoying.
I'm glad you asked, because they mentioned it on the podcast, their podcast. Oh, okay. They just didn't want, they had a whole thing where they were going to meet the kids and to see us in there. But they said from an economical standpoint and another reason, they didn't want the stress of another location. They would have had to show VA, get it over there, the seasons. And when they shot, it's not supposed to be like full winter. So I guess they're in springish now. And yeah, it was just really cold and all of the stuff. So they just couldn't logistically make it work. So they kind of scrapped that. And that's why they ended up with the FaceTime. Because they wanted a full introduction to Wyatt and all that stuff. But yeah.
Oh, no. I feel like they didn't try hard enough. I could have come up with something. Like, hey, Wyatt or whatever his name is, his kids have the exact names I thought they would. Was it Homer, Wyatt, something like that. Wyatt has, I don't know, a soccer tournament against the team in New York. Would it be weird if you met them this weekend? Or this one has an appointment with some specialist in New York. I'm thinking of bringing them all with me so you can meet them. It's really like a one line. We wouldn't have questioned it too much about why they're meeting them in New York and not in Connecticut. People travel from
Virginia.
Oh, Virginia, yes, so Connecticut. So people travel, anyway, I just thought that was poor.
Do you think it affected the story, or?
Not affected, but I was just like, why? I don't understand why, I feel like it's such a big thing. Because it is such a big thing. Carrie's back in his life. Aiden has 3 teenagers. Why on earth? I don't know. I feel like we should definitely have seen her first meeting with them.
Definitely. I know what you're saying. But I think historically the show has always made a point. Like you said, they do that off-air thing because they like to keep the focus on Carrie's world, I guess. Kind of like the whole thing of how until the Russian, she always spent time in her house or something. It was always in her apartment or her universe or something like that.
I get where you're coming from, and I feel like to me I'd have fewer complaints if it happened like on the original. No, because it wouldn't happen on the original show, because it's still to do with Carrie, you know, because even in this season or this new show, I should say, we get plenty of people that Carrie doesn't have that much to do with, like Naya, LTW, all of that. And I guess they're main characters now, but we get like insights into their world. And these people are very closely linked to Carrie. I don't know. I didn't like it. I didn't like it. Okay. I'm also trying to be nice again. So Carrie and Aiden get in chain trouble with her house people. I'll just say, it's just one thing. Just be there and be quiet. Don't talk to anyone. Of course I messed it up.
I mean, Aiden matches to the beat of his own drum.
He really does. He really does.
I don't really care. I did find it a little nostalgic, like, when he came out in his whitey tighties. I'm like, yeah. Aiden still wears whitey tighties. And then the dress that she was wearing, I couldn't for the life of me recall, but I do think she's worn a dress like that. Is it a dress? Is it a cover-up? I don't know. She's worn something like that before where it was see-through.
Yes.
And you could see that, you know, whatever. So, yeah. I was like,
yes, it was more nude colored. Oh, I know exactly. I'm trying to picture the scene, but I know what she means. She has worn something like that before.
Yeah.
She looked really good this episode. Whoever did her styling, I think.
Let me just say, the styling this episode and every single person was fantastic.
Yep. Especially Miranda. I actually feel Miranda wins.
I feel like it's including Miranda, because usually it's like there's two different stylists, one for Miranda and one for... So including Miranda in this praise is saying the same thing you're saying, but it's just so a rarity that I can't believe it. But I enjoy looking at every single person.
Yes. Her sage green suit, you know, when they're looking around. Fire. So Carrie's decided to, like, get a new apartment, if you guys didn't watch it, as a solution to Aiden refusing to come to her apartment. So she's, in case you forget, Carrie's rich now. So she's going to buy a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom, huge apartment in New York. And it's a gorgeous apartment. And she brings Miranda and Charlotte to come around and look at it. And Miranda looks sensational. Sensational. It gave me vibes from season 1. Do you remember that episode when the partners in the law firm thought she was a lesbian? And then she decided to lean into it. So she started wearing those suits.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the vibes it gave me. But she looks so good there. Yeah. And at Herbert's, like, fundraiser that Charlotte and Harry threw him in their house. I'm like, damn, she looks good.
Yeah.
It was just everything. I think her hair as well, like the color, everything was perfect.
Everything. I think it was also nice seeing 3 of them. Yes. Like, just them being the first, like, you know me, like, in my personal life or anything, I've had some people get at me for that, but I do believe that friendships have hierarchies, and I do believe in, like, giving passes to some friends. So I like when the OGs get that, you know, preference, so to speak, in that, and when they were the first to see the house, and, you know, she's showing them first and sharing her thoughts that she's ready to sell her old place. I don't know. I liked it.
Yeah, it was a nice scene. I was going to say good for Naya with all the sex, because she was clearly missing for what, the last 2 episodes, and she came back with a bang, literally.
My only question about that was, I thought, and I think we even mentioned and gave her props that, not props, but, like, we're just, like, she's consistent, and she made it clear that she only liked black men.
Yes.
So this threw me for a loop, and there was no context, no even a throwaway line of, I just figured I should try something new and not put myself in a box.
Yep.
They just threw it at us, and we're supposed to take it, and that was it.
There's little things like this that stop me from being full-throated in my praise, because it was the thing, and I thought the same thing too. And again, I keep saying, like, one line. We don't have to deeply delve into it. Just like you said, she could have just said one line, and we wouldn't have thought the wiser. But I hate it, because I feel like things like that insults the intelligence of your audience. Because do you want us to pay attention or not? Do you know?
Yeah.
We're paying attention, and you're not rewarding us, and I don't like that.
Tell us what kind of viewer you want us to be.
Exactly. I have to say, I really felt for her when she saw that Instagram pic of Andre and his wife, his new girl, sorry. Because I was like, damn, how long has it been since they broke up?
It's been a while, because they broke up, what, beginning of the season?
Yeah.
Right? They agreed, and we've moved through all, because the whole goal, I guess, this season is to go through a year. And we've been through all the seasons.
So, but it hasn't been a full year yet. and you've already got someone else pregnant. Damn.
I mean, that's all
this that many
was a child.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And also, all it takes is one time. Nobody's saying it was planned.
Yeah, that's true.
And it just happened, and he's like, you know what? I've been wanting this. It's here. I'll be damned if I don't have this child. But I do think, I know they were saying they're trying to be amicable or whatever. I think this is lazy writing. He owed her a call.
Ah, that's exactly what I was about to ask you. That if you were in Naya's shoes, would you expect a call from him before seeing it on Instagram? And yes. You just answered my question.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Because at first I'm like, well, they're not together. But I'm like, no, that's disrespectful. Because no. You guys were happy apart from this one issue. And you've been together for so long. Like, I would even take a text. But imagine just happening to scroll your Instagram and seeing that. That is a kick in the gut. Like, what?
Yeah, that was the sore spot in your marriage. And it's very easy, and I get it. The devil's advocate is like, she didn't want to give him a child. And he was very vocal about wanting a child. So, yes, but we're still human beings. That doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. It doesn't mean, like, it's not a reminder of, oh, this is the one thing I couldn't give you or all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So the least he could have done was, I wanted you to hear it from me first.
Yep.
I'm having a child. Like, you could have done that. So we'll see how
that plays. And it's just a lack of consideration for somebody you were with that long. Like, yeah. She was your wife, your whole world. And mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't like it. I really felt for her. I thought she really sold that scene very well.
I gasped.
Yes.
I literally gasped. She was scrolling the phones and all that, and I just saw it, and I was like, ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch. So especially because it's the same girl
mm-hmm.
that he had, you know, when she called and he's like, we're not having sex yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Clearly moved on very, very, very quickly. Oh, poor Naya. But that's life. It's not fair at all. You go ahead.
Going back to the house showing, were you surprised when Carrie said, the man I love, when she said, going back to the house selling just in general, so I have two questions. I'll ask the second one after. But were you surprised that she said, the man I love is not able to enter the house and no one said anything? Like, are we not supposed to be surprised that she's in love with Aiden, or that's a given?
I feel like I thought like, whoa, okay. But like you, I thought about it for a bit more, and I do think it's a given. Because the way these two have been moving, it's like they've slipped right back into everything. Like, okay. We're just supposed to assume they're right back in love with each other before she cheated on him. Like, exactly the same way.
Okay.
But I was like, whoa, these people are moving so fast. Because okay. I'm like, she had this apartment the whole time she was with Big, but she's ready to give it up for Aiden. I was like, okay, interesting.
Well, I guess that's my second part, is your thoughts on her giving up the apartment.
Yeah. I wouldn't sell it, personally, because that apartment, you've literally made it into your dream apartment. From this tiny apartment, you bought whatever was next door, made it really big, it's yours. And why was it okay for you to have it the whole time you were married to Big with no issue? Because that's your space, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't sell it. I would at the most maybe lease it out, but I wouldn't sell it. And sorry, she's not hurting for money. She could have both. She really could. Yeah. So I wouldn't sell it. What would you do?
I think my first thought more, I was leaning towards the nostalgic part. At first, I was not taken aback. I was surprised that the writers were willing to make that big move. And then yeah. I thought about it. And then this whole theme for me this season has been trying to separate this show from what Sex and the City is. And I was like, you know what? It's not bad to get rid of this. I know it's a staple, the whole brownstone of it all. And this is what Carrie has been through the stoops mm-hmm. and a lot of things have happened there. But I don't think it's a bad idea to get rid of it. The other part of it, like you, I don't think I would sell it. I think that there's money there and it's just mm-hmm. a good thing to have in the end. But I think that if you look at it in the emotional side, I don't know what it weighs on her. Take away the Aiden of it all. I don't know how much emotionally it weighs on her. A lot of things happened with Big there. A lot of things in her life, major or not, and everything went there. I don't know. Aiden was the one who first helped her with the renovation. I don't know if that weighs on her, if she still carries the guilt of cheating on him, if it's still there. So I don't know if most of it is more emotional than economical, like just shedding it, and it represents her. Like, why am I holding on to this? Like, yes, your dream place, but the same way I made this mine, I can make another place a dream place. Like,
yeah,
one dream place doesn't have to be a dream place, so why do I have to hold on to it? So while watching, I was like, you know what? Yeah, get rid of it. Like, I just feel like you're in your reinvention, be happy era. And if it's pulling you back while talking to you economically, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. But I think it's also because she's not hurting for money. Like, also get rid of it. But I thought they were going to go a different direction when they ran into that. They keep calling that girl her doppelganger. And I'm like, okay.
She looks nothing like, what's her name again? Is it Lizette?
Yes. The jewelry maker girl. So I'm like, is she, please tell me you're not going to just give her the apartment, because that would piss me off. But no. at least it to her. Yes. I can take that, you know, or whatever. So that's where I thought they were going, because this Lizette just pops up at like the weirdest moments, I think.
Yep. And I think obviously that was a heavy hint, right? That they're setting up that she's clearly going to be living in Carrie's new apartment. But again, like you said, if she just gives it to her, I'm going to fucking lose it. Because she's a stranger, I don't care. If you want to just give away your apartment, give it to, I don't know, Brady. He's jobless.
Yeah. And how long is your money going to last? Like, we can't still have the financially irresponsible Carrie. Like, you got to get something out of it.
Yeah. I really want to know how rich Big was. Like, the millions must be very, very long. Because the way she never blinks at any aspect of money is crazy to me.
We got amounts during his will.
Yeah.
Having vague recollection when his ex-wife popped up.
Mm-hmm.
He gave her, wasn't it 20 mil or something? The ex-wife alone?
I thought it was 5 mil.
Oh, okay. 5 mil. He gave the ex-wife something. So I thought we got amounts, but please don't quote me. I have no idea. So
yeah. I remember because it was the whole thing about the episode, right? But how much he gave her. I think it was 5. But yeah, I don't remember them saying like how much he was worth, like altogether.
If you give me your ex-wife 5 mil, what the hell is your current wife gonna get? Yep. Plus stuff? Oh, it's a lot.
So he must be rich. Yeah. Speaking of Brady, I don't like the Lily and Brady storyline. To me, it's way too incestuous. I'm sorry. That's like sleeping with your cousin. I feel like sleeping with your cousin.
I don't think so. I think it's cute. I think it's one of those things, like, all these parents who grew up together and were close, and was like, oh, our kids are going to grow up and marry each other. Parents, it's like family friends. So I don't think so. She also said the last time she saw him, she was 12, which was a long time ago. So they're not like, which I thought, again, was lazy writing. How can your parents be so close, but you haven't seen each other in so many years? So, but...
And unbelievable. Let's think about it, Tane. All these things they do together, or like even, what was it in season one that they were doing that Charlotte was wearing this white jumpsuit like outside? Oh.
Oh, it's a charity thing.
Yeah, thank you. I feel like they do things like that all the time. There's no way their kids wouldn't have seen each other more.
Not these bratty kids, because she even said he would never ever come for any of these things, and the way they keep yelling at their kids, because one of my notes is, I don't understand why TV children must be assholes. It really
Thank
just
annoys me.
So
Aiden's kid, the way he was talking to him, I'm like, who are you chatting to?
So maybe it was an intentional thing to separate from the thing, but I didn't read it as cousins. I don't think it's so. I think it's possible. I have a lot of like family friends that are just family friends that are not like cousin. Like, I'm very aware that we're not related.
I just don't like it. Just two dramatic people, just recipe for disaster. Maybe they'll mellow each other out, but they're both, I find them both annoying, so there's that.
Well, do you think they slept together?
Yes. or something happened. Maybe not full sex, but they hooked up for sure. What do you think?
I think something happened. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
If I had to pick if they slept together or not, I would say they slept together. I mean, why did she have her pants?
Exactly. And why did she look so guilty?
Yeah.
That's literally like your auntie. If nothing happened, you'd be like, hey, I spent the night. Do you know what I mean?
I laughed out loud when Charlotte was like, she could do worse. No, actually, it was Harry.
Harry. Yeah, yeah.
She could
do worse. Does she for sure sleep with her boyfriend in that snowstorm episode?
We don't know.
Yeah, I feel like we didn't get a resolution to that, did we?
Yeah.
But Lily's annoying. Brady's annoying. I'm sorry. I'm really tired of bratty TV children, like you were saying. Like, oh, wasting. But hey, good for them. Anthony. What's his name? Giuseppe? Is that his name? Oh, God.
Yeah.
That whole storyline with that throwaway about Stanford, I'm like, this show, are they not going to come up with a better way to address Stanford's continual absence? This can't go on. I feel like we need to put a pin in it. But what could they do unless they show us like an on-screen death, you know?
Yeah. And then a death would just be too much negativity right now.
Mm-hmm. Because they would mourn hard, but like there's no, that's like Carrie's like bestie. I don't know. They need to do something. Or literally pretend he doesn't exist at all. I'd even take that. But again, it just made me realize, like, oh my gosh, they're still pretending he's alive and he's still here. I was just like, okay. But yeah. I like that Giuseppe's not fazed by Anthony, though. I don't know. They don't bother me as much with that storyline. I find it funny.
Match.
Yeah.
He pick up his shit. Sorry, I wanted to go back. I didn't want to forget with Brady. I know we said the TV kids are bratty, but I really enjoyed that moment Brady had with Miranda where she took him out for, I don't know, coffee or something like that, and they were just walking, and she was trying to get him to go to college and all that kind of stuff, and he was challenging her back. I just thought it was cute. Like, they just had a moment where they could talk to each other, because honestly, I don't know what I would say if my kids didn't want to go to college. I get it. You have a choice. You could do whatever you want and all that, but... Like, Miranda, I'm with Miranda, but I think, like, sometimes it's just an option. No one's saying it's a guaranteed way to success or anything, but I don't know how I would handle it if my kids said they didn't want to go to college.
I know for sure I would handle it poorly. Can't lie. But also, I think I'd be fine with it because there's a part of me that does think college is a waste of money now just for how much it costs and how much student loans you're going to have for so much of your life that I think is completely ridiculous. So for me, you'd have to come up with a plan, I feel like, for me to be okay with it. Like, if you knew what you were going to do and you could get there without a degree, because nowadays not having a degree isn't always prohibitive in a lot of industries, and you can still make good money, you know, even in tech, you know. Mm-hmm. People can learn coding, or if you want to do that or whatever, but you'd have to come up with a plan and let me know what it is you plan to do. Not just be helping out in your dad's bar. Like, no. If you're not going to go to college, what are you going to do? That would make me okay with it, you know?
Yeah, Miranda's yeah. Like, I have a kid who's making fries and a burger.
Yes. How old is he? 18 or 17?
I think 18. And I think that was the whole thing that I saw this week. Everyone was dissecting the ages of these children. How is Lily 1 year younger? How is this? But I was like, Lily was adopted. And mm-hmm. I think she was already like a little, like not one, I think, when she was adopted.
She looked close to one from the picture you saw. Yeah.
So I'm not sure. So there was a whole, someone was going on like, yes, I can overlook certain things, but this, they should have like mapped out the ages. Then there was the whole thing of Aiden's children when she ran into him and had the son. Brady had not yet been, Brady was just born, so how come he's 20? He's the, I was like, oh my God.
Actually, I barely
remember half these things. I didn't even know.
Yeah. Because Aiden had a child in like a sling when Carrie ran into him.
Turned around and ran into him. And they were like, have these people even watched the original Sex and the City? Because the funny part is, it is the same writers. So I don't know. But yeah.
But they used to make mistakes in the original too, as we all well know. So it's nothing new, right?
Yeah.
Talk of it, like, changing course to Seema and Ravi. Sorry to be nitpicky. I feel like it's your fault, Tane, so I'm blaming you, that I now analyse TV kisses more, because you'd always gone about what a terrible on-screen kisser Sarah Jessica Parker was. But that kiss that Ravi gave Seema, I'm like, this is the worst kiss ever. They couldn't redo the take. It was so awkward to me.
I didn't even know if it was appropriate. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I guess she wanted it, but it's just like, how can you be so bold to just do that in her work setting?
Workplace, yes.
And you just grab her instead of like, did she give you consent to do? Like, I don't know. The whole thing was just. Plus, I'm still stuck on his fashion. It's just giving try hard. I hate it.
Carrie loves it, okay? But that's an angle, actually, I didn't think about, because she wasn't flirting with him. Obviously, there was tension, but she wasn't flirting with him at all. She was very exasperated with him and annoyed with him because he's wasting her time. And then in one breath, he's like, yeah, I haven't picked an apartment because I like spending time with you. Yeah, I'm going to plant the world's worst screen kiss on you in the next breath. That could go very wrong for him, do you know?
Yeah.
Especially like in the environment that we live now, I would thought someone would think twice about it. I'd verbalize that I like you and maybe see what she says if she's with it.
Yeah. I didn't notice that the kiss was bad.
That was bad. Because I was just like, what is this? It's so stiff, so awkward.
There's a joke that all roads lead to Bravo. Like, basically, 6 degrees of separation, you could always point it. So the real estate guy that was showing them the place, that's Ryan Seahart, and he's on the Bravo show Million Dollar Listing. They do luxury real estate, but he's also part-time an actor, so he usually pops up.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I've heard the Million Dollar Listing, but I've never watched it.
Yeah, so he's in, I think he's New York. There's Million Dollar List in New York, Million Dollar List in LA, so I think he's in New York. So anyways, yeah, so he knew
that.
Well,
he wasn't a bad actor. He seemed natural. Like, he didn't.
He's an actor.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's not a bad actor.
Yeah.
He seemed natural. He didn't jump out to me like he didn't belong in the scene.
Yeah.
Which, no offense, I know I keep going on, but Kristen Davis, every time I'm just like, oh, yeah, she's getting better again. I feel like she regresses. Oh, she's so all over the place for me. I'm sorry.
That may be, and the I just feel like she's getting.
Yeah. Like, and I just feel like she's a tier below everyone else, and it's so obvious. But anyway.
Yeah, I haven't seen her get better, so
yeah,
I just got used to it.
Yes. I guess a couple more things before we wrap it up.
Sorry, I had more stuff on the whole Ravi.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
Listen, I get it. Everything is moving so fast and all that kind of stuff. And I don't mean to bang on the whole conversation Seema and Carrie had last week. But Seema just brought Ravi to the dinner and didn't tell Carrie that she was bringing someone?
What's the issue?
No. If we decided we're going for dinner, I'm not going to show up without telling you I'm coming with someone. A text? A thing?
Yeah, okay. Like, but dinner with you and your husband?
Huh?
Dinner with you and your husband. It's not just the two.
Yeah, okay. So if I tell you, hey, Nana, I'm inviting you to dinner, and you think that you're coming to dinner with me and my husband, and you're coming with someone else.
Oh, no. I would tell you for sure.
Yeah.
But I do think it's less egregious because it wasn't just her and Carrie. I think it would be especially egregious if it was just her and Carrie and you brought a man with you. It's not the same levels, and it's not. You know it isn't.
I disagree. I'm very particular about...
If it's the two of us having dinner and I brought a man...
It's not about the man or who you bring. I just think it's courtesy. Because yeah, for someone like me, I need to know... I think it's the same level for me. Like, I get, like, you can bring a man or whatever, but if you bring someone... But, I mean, for me, in the context of everything, it's everything she gave care about the speech, and I might be overthinking it, is, like, now... I don't know if Carrie's now gonna be on eggshells, like, oh, I don't want to upset Seema if that's gonna be, but I just feel like you're taking advantage of, oh, you're there, so I'm just gonna show up with someone. But it goes back to that question where I asked you last week, if they were going to the Hamptons and she was going with Ravi and all that, is she not going to pursue that? She's just gonna drop it and not have it. I'm just saying, like, if you meet someone and it just happens to be the timing, it is what it is. So that's where the full picture of everything of bringing Ravi, she didn't have to bring him to the dinner. You just met him and you had sex with him. You don't have to have dinner with them. So I think I'm kind of reading into, was there a reason why she felt she had to bring him to this dinner?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think they're the same. I think they're both discourteous. Like, you should text me and tell me you're bringing someone. But I definitely don't think it's the same as if it was just her and Carrie having dinner and she brought someone, or if she's meeting Carrie and Aiden and bring someone. I don't think it's on the same level at all.
So, no, yeah. I hear you. I said we disagree on that. So then I moved on to the dynamics of the friendship and why she felt, for someone she's also saying it's not really, it's a fling, it's just that she just met.
But I think I also said last week, when I haven't changed my mind, that I don't think Seema would drop Carrie in the Hamptons for a man. It's just not in her nature.
The question is, why did she feel she had to bring him to dinner?
I don't know. You have to ask Seema. I really don't know.
That's the conversation. I'm just saying, like, we don't know the real reasons they do everything. It's just conversation, like, mm-hmm. we're having. It's like, that's what my point is. It's just the dynamic of it. Like, I don't know if I'm reading a lot of meaning into it, but I didn't understand why she brought that, why she brought him to dinner, basically. Because he seemed unSeema-like. For someone she's not even, like, liking. She's just saying, oh, he's a fling, he's a this, he's a whatever. And she literally just met him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was my thought on the dynamic of all that.
I don't know. Maybe you're not, but with this show, I really don't think there's much more to it. I'll be honest with you. Just an excuse for Aiden to geek out and kind of incorporate him more into the show. I don't think there's anything that much more beyond it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because the other side of it is, like, even what, like, if we go back to, I mean, we still disagree, it is what it is. I just thought of this point, was, like, if we go back to, they already had this, how, you know, Aiden and them met, and yes, she came up to the dinner, but what if Carrie is trying to build a relationship where, oh, just get to know him more one-on-one or whatever, and then you bring him, it's not the same as four of you as if it was just three of you, because now there's one more person, and as we saw, Aiden just started geeking out about whatever movie that he'd done, so there's not much bonding being done. So that was why the whole, I guess, dinner thing just kind of was like, raised my eyebrow and kind of rubbed me the wrong way, I guess.
Yeah. So, I really like her and Carrie's friendship, though. Seema and Carrie. I always think that every time they're together. I think, yeah, that's definitely one of my favorite additions. I like how they are with each other.
Yeah. In the same vein, want to say thank you to Kathleen. She sent us an email about the Seema conversation. I'm just saying, like, her interpretation of that was, you know, basically what you were saying, that Seema was planning a girl summer, and her mentioning the you have great loves was to emphasize that she doesn't know how this feels, and Carrie also forgetting does not help the case. That is a case of being happy for your friend and still being disappointed that you're not going to get the experience that you are looking for. So.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for writing in. It's really nice. Yeah, I wanted to talk about Carrie's meeting with Aiden's ex, Kathy. I liked it, actually. I thought it was a nice scene and one that we don't get a lot, because a lot of the time people like to villainize exes just to make the main love story better. And I'm like, these women aren't necessarily evil, you know? And I think she had every right, personally, to ask Carrie not to write about her children. But I'm still on the fence about whether she overstepped in regards to Aiden. And I wanted to know your thoughts on it.
Abso-fucking-lutely. She overstepped. For one, I'm just like, Carrie, how many exes are you going to meet? She met the Russian's ex. She met Aiden's first ex the other time. She met Big's ex-wife. And I'm just like, that's a lot of exes to meet in your lifetime. I didn't even think about that.
That's true.
I don't have the patience. And then she just called her out the blue. And also, if you're going to meet, go through the boyfriend. Yeah. Well, they met in Virginia and they had a relationship. I guess to your point, this is where we suffer for it. I don't know what their relationship is. She just casually mentioned, oh, with Kathy, everything was fine. But I'm just like, to the point where if you just reconnected with Aiden, I'm guessing you just reconnected with her. But to the point where you're calling my phone, like, I'm in town, I need to meet you. I need to, girl, I'm not dating you.
Yeah.
So does Aiden know that this is happening? Like, why do you get that much say? There's a thing on reality shows that a lot of these women do where they really have an issue or a grudge or whatever, but they hide behind the children. And they say, oh, it's for the kids and it's this or whatever. She has every right to say, don't write about me. But I mean, she forgot to say, don't write about the kids. She forgot to say, don't write about me. So if I were Carrie, I'd just write about her. But that's besides the point. My question to you was, did you get the sense that it was her being protective, or did she still love Aiden? Because I don't remember the logistics around their divorce. I don't know why they divorced or who filed for divorce. So
yeah, we don't know anything. Like you said, this is what I'm saying, like, as much as the show has improved, it could be even better if they thought to give us these crumbs. And it doesn't have to be huge things. They could be throwaway lines. But I don't even know how long it's been since they broke up. Do you remember?
No.
Yeah. I don't know. There was a tiny bite to that scene.
Yes.
That I think that what you're saying is correct, that there may be lingering feelings there. Because there was a little bit beyond, and I try to be cognizant of the fact that everyone's different, duh, goes without saying. But if I was in Kathy's shoes, I wouldn't have said it the way she did. Because there's a little bite to it. And you don't know Carrie from Adam. You know of Carrie, but she knows of her as a woman who broke Aiden's heart. But if you didn't still have strong feelings for Aiden, why would there be that bite to it? And I don't have kids, but I know for sure if I had kids, I would probably also ask her not to write about my children. Because I think it's very easy when we're with the dad, like, who's not the primary caregiver. It's very like, oh, we don't want these kids and, like, his other relationship to interfere with the fantasy of what we have now, which is Carrie and Aiden. But he does have a whole other life. And he's a father to three people who come first. Those are her children. And they're always going to come first to her. So I actually don't think it's weird at all, her wanting to meet Carrie, because my children are going to spend time with you. I need to know who you are. And her kids aren't grown ups, they're teenagers. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. I think it's doing it not in tandem with the person she's actually dating.
Yeah, she should have asked Aiden first, or maybe they all met. Yeah.
Yes, you insert yourself and you didn't even tell Aiden. Very, very strange behavior. And then if you're co-parenting the boys, tell him, like, hey, I just don't want this to be written about or whatever. Yeah. Like, you know, make sure you tell her and then you're on the same page. But doing all these things for the children, but the dad doesn't know, that's whatever. And then you're protected about his heart and all. I don't know. Not your place. She wouldn't
honestly
like it.
Aiden should have thought to do that. Do you know what I mean? Because she's the mother. Like, I'm sorry, I'm going to be crazy about my kids like that. Who is this woman that they're going to be spending time with? You need to let me know before I'm comfortable letting them go. And I would have told that to Aiden.
The other part of it was what made me wonder is, Carrie writes about her life in Sex and the City. Why would she suddenly start like, I don't know what Carrie does. Why would she write about the, like, I guess for me, for all the things I think about Carrie, I don't know that she would suddenly just write about kids. I would hope. I guess it's the one thing.
She says she just read Carrie's book. And she's like, and I know you write about your life. So I'm guessing she doesn't know, does she? Like, what she's going to write about next. Because she must have written about the people in her life in the book that she was talking about.
Yeah, and but she's never about kids, and I think almost everyone is sensitive about kids.
But she doesn't know that, is what I'm saying.
No, I know. I'm saying like my first default would be I wouldn't think Carrie would do that, but it's fair to reiterate, but I'm just that's a huge leap.
Yeah.
All of a sudden to go from a
Tane, actually, I'm thinking about it. Carrie is not always the most considerate person. Yeah, I feel like she wouldn't think there's an issue with it necessarily.
New Carrie?
Yeah, because remember the Kathy even said, even if it's something cute or something you think is nice, she just doesn't want them written about at all. I still don't think Carrie's that considerate. She would think, oh, this is such a cute story. Like, why would you be mad? I'm not putting them in a negative light. But Kathy's saying she doesn't want, she wants you to basically pretend like kids don't exist when you're writing.
Okay. But I think that's fair. So I guess my only gripe is just, I don't think she had the right to want, you want to talk about your kids, fine. But to bring about don't break his heart, don't whatever, that's a lot of pressure to make a relationship work, because no one can guarantee a relationship, whether or not they dated in the past, whether or not she broke up his heart before, because you dated Aiden. I don't know what happened, but it still didn't work out. So I don't know why you have a say. Talk about your kids all you want, but also just try and involve the person that she's actually dating, which is not you. So
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I was a bit, because it was rubbing me the wrong way, but I couldn't really articulate why. Because I'm like, yeah, the kids thing, fine. But everything else, And then I was like, okay, now being fair, Aiden's been in her life, whatever. She doesn't want him. But girl, it's not your business. What if Aiden hurts Carrie? What about that? Yeah. Are you going to tell him not to break my heart? No.
So, yeah, because what you said, there was a bite to that conversation.
Yeah, yeah. But yes.
My little fun fact is, Kathy is played by Rosemary DeWitt. Who in real life is married to Ron Livingston, who played Burger.
Yes. Also, have you ever seen Million Dollar Man? That movie. Mm-hmm. You have?
Hilary Swank?
Yeah. No, that's Million Dollar Baby. Not Million Dollar Baby, yeah. Not Million Dollar Man. Wow. Cinderella Man.
Russell Crowe? Meg Ryan? Sorry. That's the only one.
But it's about boxing, so you probably haven't seen it.
No. It's it is Russell Crowe.
That's just boxing.
And Meg Ryan.
Yes, but the guy, the main character, that's her granddad. Like in real life.
Oh, the person it's about?
Yes.
Oh, the real, girl, I don't know who that person was. If it's not actors or the person, I don't know who the person was.
Do you know the only movie I ever remember her like clearly from is Rachel Getting Married? But I know she's done lots of bit parts in like other stuff, but she was so good in Rachel Getting Married, because that was like the first serious Anne Hathaway role I ever saw her in. It's such a good movie. I love that movie.
She was in La La Land.
Oh, yeah, she was. She played the sister.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
Do you think I don't watch boxing movies?
Yes.
No, Oscar Bates or if it's whatever, I'll watch it. It wouldn't stop.
I'm saying that. Why are you surprised that I think this thing?
Oh, I don't know. Because, I mean, I remember that movie because it was. Oscar, that's how they had the affair and all that stuff. So for Meg Ryan and all that. But I'm not deterred by sports movies. I don't know if it's sports or if you think it's just boxing.
Boxing.
Oh, because I watched Million Dollar Baby. I watched one of my favorite movies is, what's the one Jake Gyllenhaal did? Which whatever, one? The new one that he did. But yeah, Southpaw.
Oh, you did? Oh.
I love him, so that's why I'm surprised. I don't not watch. I'm squeamish, but I don't not watch stuff because it's sports or all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I'm still surprised. Can't lie.
But you're not telling me why you're surprised.
Because it's not. Every time I'm like, I don't know. I don't see you as like a movie person. I know you watch like Oscar movies, but you always tell me how much you much prefer TV shows to movies. So I don't think it's surprising.
Okay. Back in the day, we didn't have that much content, so I used to watch movies. But now there's more TV. I'll watch TV over movies.
Yeah.
These are old movies. So, yeah. Okay, gotcha. I was just curious.
Yeah. But, yeah.
So, LTW kept falling asleep And I kept saying she needs to get that checked out. And the writers decided they were going to drop a bomb on us. And at the Congress funding that they were having for her, she tells Herbert that she's pregnant. And I'm like, wow, what a bomb.
What a time to tell him, right?
What a time, and what a time that she's pregnant. Like, this is the worst time for her to be pregnant. But I'm curious to see what they do and if they go bold and if she keeps the pregnancy at all.
That's a good point. Maybe they'll try to be, maybe they'll actually talk about abortion just because of the political climate right now.
That's
something that they'll do.
Yeah, very curious about. And just my very, very final thought is, I really liked Aiden's answer to Carrie when she told him about the conversation. And that's how we confirmed that he did not know. And I just like that he's like, fuck it. Like, we're going to get mad. We can't guarantee we're going to hurt each other. And it just seems to confirm that they need to be together. But now I just feel like, okay, now we're being set up for something bad. And
You think something bad?
It's too good to be true now. Like, I wanted to stay this way and let's just settle and keep it that way. But I'm just like, everything is just being so good. And I don't know if I read meaning into his thing about, he wasn't as excited when she said she was selling his place. He was like, you don't have to do that. And you don't, I don't know. There was something. I don't know.
Interesting. I actually felt the complete opposite. But yeah, I guess we're going to see. I thought he seemed worried that, I feel like he wanted to stress that he didn't want her to do that just for him. And if she was going to do that, she should make clear that it's something she wants to do, like with no pressure from him.
Yeah, it was very mature.
Yeah, I love that scene. I thought it was such a good scene. Yeah. But yeah, can you please tell the people where they can find us?
Yes, you can find us at The Rewatch Times 2, TheRewatchX2, Instagram, Twitter, and an email at gmail.com.
And please give us a 5-star rating wherever you listen to podcasts, particularly on Apple Podcasts. We'd really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much again for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye, guys.